portions of the show may be previously recorded. Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today is Tell Del Tuesday, and we will have a guest with us shortly here. Before I get started, I want to remind everybody that the Lifestyles Unlimited Passive Income Expo is coming up here. It's going to be October 2nd through 5th in Irving, Texas. You don't want to miss this. It's the largest real estate event like it in the country, and all the people that I have on the radio here plus others will be there. In fact, there'll be thousands of people, typically between 4,000 and 5,000 people you can network with. There's classes and events, and I'll be speaking, and there'll be all kinds of interesting stuff, including being able to get on a road trip which takes you to 8 different apartment complexes. Just an incredible experience. I've never had someone come through it that didn't come out and say, I got more information in these 2 days that I've ever got in years and years and years of being in the business. So if you want to attend this thing, you need to sign up pretty quickly for these reasons. You can sign up all the way to the event, but the room blocks are selling out, and the tickets to the bus tour, there are a limited number of seats for that. So if you want to get involved, text the word EXPO to 88007. That's 88007, text EXPO to 88007, or go to lifestylesunlimited.com and hit the link to EXPO. Having said that, let's get back to the show today, and with us here is Nathan Rice out of Austin, Texas. Nathan's been an investor with us since 2020. Information's all over the place. In fact, one of the things that's interesting about Nathan's background is he's done all kinds of stuff. So let's get him in here and start on getting to know him better. Nathan, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Del.
So let's start with way back in the beginning. When did you start being interested in real estate? Now, let's go beyond that.
Okay.
You actually worked for Marcus Millichap at one time. Tell us about your previous history. What brought you to where you are today?
Yeah, that was a little bit into my interest of real estate, but you know I knew I needed to get my foot in the door somewhere, and I figured let's go work for a real estate company. So I was living in San Francisco at the time, and I actually worked at the San Francisco office of Marcus & Millichap. So I got to meet Mr. Marcus. I've met the current CEO and a bunch of the executives. Every quarter they would come in, but you know really my job was to support the brokers. I was a research analyst there and got to learn a lot about real estate.
Wow, that's interesting. Research analyst. You were all in it and up to your ears in it. And when did you decide that you might want to do it?
When did I decide? Gosh, when I was living back in California, I had made the decision I wanted to do it. I tried buying real estate out there. I was very young. So maybe a lack of funds, but definitely a lack of knowledge. So made the move out to Texas in 2013. So happy I did, because I've been able to meet great people like one of your mentors, Joey Sullivan, who introduced me to Lifestyles, and really surrounded myself with people who know what they're doing, who are active in the business.
So in your resume here, you bring up a story of you going with Joey to see David Fisher. Now, David was on yesterday, and David, by the way, is going to do a class on renovations, rehabs, for dirt cheap rehabs, you know, the deep dive kind of stuff at the expo. So that's going to be something interesting people are going to see. You actually went out to see him, huh? Is that the way the story goes?
Oh, many times, for years. And so, you know, I'm a constant learner. You know, Tony Robbins says, you know, always improve, be a constant and always improving learner, and constant never ending learner. And so at the time I felt like my construction skills, my project management skills needed some help. So I told Joey in like 2019, I was like, hey, I got to get this figured out. Who do you know who's working an active project? And he set me up with someone else. And, you know, I shadowed them for the day. But then this is actually like a few weeks before COVID hit and the lockdowns. Joey calls me up one day. He goes, hey, I'm going to go hang out with the guy down in San Antonio. We're going to do some construction stuff. Do you want to ride along? But yeah, let's go do that. And so every week for about 2 years, Joey and I would drive down there. It was fun sometimes because I-35 was completely empty during COVID and we got to go like 90 miles an hour. So we got down to San Antonio in about an hour's time, but we learned all kinds of stuff, how to manage contractors, how electrical works, how plumbing works, all the major systems that go into a building. And that was extremely good education. So I'm really happy to hear that David's putting something together for the rest of the members. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, it's one of those classes we can't have on a regular basis for two reasons. One, we have to keep teaching the people the basic stuff to be able to get them into their first, second, third deal. And this is deep dive stuff. And the secondly is, boy, I'd hate to take a beginner, let him take that knowledge and think he can go do what David does right out of the blocks for the first deal or so. They'd get killed probably. So I'm kind of scared of that. But, you know, as a advanced class in the XY, I don't have a problem with it. So let's talk further about when you did this with Joey. Were you a member yet?
That's actually one of the catalysts to becoming a member. You know, meeting David and hearing his charisma and his enthusiasm and his love for the Lifestyles Unlimited community really just made the decision easy to join. So I met David in February of 2020, and then I think it was April, May, we actually pulled the trigger and signed up. You know, so for most of that time, yeah, we were members except for that brief period in the beginning.
Okay. Now, you also have down here that you went and got a real estate license. What is the reasoning behind that, and what did they come out of? I guess the fact that you worked for real estate agents made you believe that the real estate agent was the center of all things, huh?
Well, you know, I wouldn't recommend it for real estate investors, frankly, Del. You know, at the time, this was, I think 2014, 2015 when I got that license. And I only did one deal with it, and I did it so poorly I made like three times the amount of money that I was supposed to. I was just so ignorant. I charged the guy way more than I was supposed to, industry standard, but he paid, so it worked out. But it's definitely not – a license is definitely not needed, and in some cases might be considered a liability for a real estate investor. So, you know, I just worked better as a principal, and I tried the real estate agent thing, and it just wasn't for me. And again, definitely not needed for any real estate investors out there. You just find a good real estate agent, or many of them, and work with them and work through them.
Let's step back to the first 2 days you took. Did you take it with David by chance because you're out in that area?
Yes, I did.
What I always like to ask people is, what was the aha moment? You know, you think you know what you know, and then sometimes you find out you don't even know what you don't know. And that, to me, is something I call in my life an aha moment, when I go, boy, it's all been just disclosed. There it is. Now I understand what to go look for. Did you have any aha moments in the 2 days?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, I worked for a commercial property management company out in California. I worked for Marcus and Millichap. You know, I was bottom of the totem pole at those companies, but I knew that people were buying and owning and somehow operating these apartments. And I saw some of the statements. I'm like, okay, there's some good money in here. This is an actual business, but like, how are we putting these puzzle pieces together? So on the second day of the 2 days, that was my main focus at the time. I had some capital to work with, and you know, it's like they say, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So just seeing the very, very clearly outlined plan to purchasing and operating apartment communities, that I think was the biggest eye-opening moment.
Because you had worked in the business before in a property management company, you worked in the business in a brokerage firm, I find that most of the people that work in these fields come out of them knowing what a cap rate is, knowing what all the terms are, can speak all the language, understand what interest rates do, understand what occupancy is, all of the buzzwords, all of the things you can track, the numbers that can be tracked are all there. They understand all that. But what they don't really understand is the function of how, if you go in there and you increase the income and control the expenses, the value of the property goes up exponentially from the amount of the increase of income. Did that excite you at all to see that? Because most property management company guys I see come to us don't know that. They don't realize that what they're doing is making the owner massive amounts of money.
No, yeah, absolutely. I want to reiterate that when I was working at those companies, I was super entry level. So I don't even know if I knew all those things. I learned those from Lifestyles Unlimited, actually. And just learning all the different ways to increase the income around the apartment communities, that was definitely an aha moment. And then, you know, I bought property in Austin in the middle of the 2010s. So seeing my property values go way through the roof and then doing the math and thinking, okay, well, it would take, you know, 6-7 years to get the same amount of equity as we could get with an apartment community in like 2 years, a third of the time. That was eye-opening. Another eye-opener for me was the concept of return on equity instead of just return on investment. You know, a lot of investors think that, you know, they put in their down payment and maybe a little bit of money into the property for renovations, and that's their investment in the property. But, you know, 10, 15, 20 years down the line, when everybody wants to keep their property forever, they're not counting the equity that builds up in that property. So the return on that equity goes down over time. And that concept was brand new for me. I'd never heard of anything like that. And that's the basis of our investment strategy now.
Einstein said it best when he said, you can't solve the problem at the same level of thinking the problem was created at. So the mindset of scarcity, of what do I have in this deal? Boy, I'm scared to put this amount in, but then it starts making money. And the more money it makes, the better you think you're doing until you do the reverse math on that, like you're saying, and say, now that I have lots of equity here, I'm still only making the same amount of money. I'm actually making a lower and lower and lower percentage of return. That's a big point. I just helped you out with it a little bit because I don't think even both of us saying it to them can get the audience to understand that until they come to a class. It's something where sitting on dead equity kills you. So that's a good point. Very good point. Let's go on to when you came out of the 2 day, what was your plan? I mean, I see people, we sit in there for 2 days and they're learning, they're pondering, but by the end of the second day, they're usually coming out of there with some kind of a plan. What was your plan when you came out of there?
I'm a type A action taker. So I wanted to invest in apartments right away. With calculation, with a plan. So first thing we did is talk to one of the mentors at the time, somebody whose story that we resonated with. They told us a story during Expo back in 2020 that they sold their house and took the equity and invested in apartments as a lead investor operator. And that story really resonated. So I contacted them, even though they were in a different city, hours and hours away from us. We still had access to them. So we sat down with that mentor and came up with a plan. We invested in a passive deal just so we can get the experience as passive investors before taking the education and the responsibility of becoming a lead. So in 2021, I believe it was, we took the education to become leads and started looking for property. And a year after that, we bought our first apartment deal out in Mississippi, actually.
That's interesting. So it doesn't have it on your resume here, but you did a passive deal in between just to get your feet wet?
Sure. Yeah, we're still in that deal. It's really important to understand what our customer's experience is. So for me as a lead operator and fiduciary, I'm a fiduciary to the investors in my deal. And I just want to have that same experience as a customer of another operator, as another lead deal.
It's a good point. I'm going to add to that, you know, if you're just an IRO, an independent owner, you have customers, you have your tenants, right? Then you have your mortgage company and they're have interest in what you're doing. You have your vendors needing to get paid. They have interest in what you're doing. But when you become a lead investor, you add on now these other people that have their life savings invested with you, like you're saying. And you really do have to think about all of them, you know, as being people that have something invested in this deal with you. As we moved on, how did you pick where you purchased your first apartment? Because you're living in Austin, you picked something, you know, in Mississippi. How'd that happen?
Yeah, good question, right? That's kind of a, you know, I'm very grateful for the investor, to the investors who invested in our deal and had that trust in me. But something I haven't shared yet is, you know, previously I've got about a decade of experience with short-term rentals as well. And so we have short-term rentals in multiple cities, and I've been as far as, you know, 600-700 miles away and operated them, you know, with modern technology and just skills from team building and weekly meetings with my team, et cetera. So, you know, there was a point where we were shopping for deals and weren't finding anything that penciled out to the returns that we needed in the local area. And at some point I realized, okay, well, if I'm expanding my geographical search out 5 hours, what's the difference between 5 hours and 10 hours? I'm still spending the night.
We'll take a short break. We'll be right back with Nathan Rice and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
To creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa on how our educators and mentors share their knowledge.
The whole Lifestyles Unlimited team is just wonderful, and all the people in it is basically copying what I do so you could be successful.
Lifestyles Unlimited. Over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297 and save 60%. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we have Tell Del Tuesday, and with us Nathan Rice out of Austin. Nathan, as we left, you were explaining to us that you had done these short-term rentals all over the country, and that gave you the confidence and experience to be able to buy an apartment complex not where you live, somewhere else, under the concept of live where you want to live, but buy where you need to buy to get the right deal. And we had to cut you off as we went to break there. What did you find in that deal from the very beginning? How did it work out for you?
Yeah, no, so just the way I found it was really through networking with the Lifestyles Unlimited community, Del. So another operator was operating out there, and sent it over, and the numbers worked. I saw a market that, you know, it's frankly low competition for other operators. And I saw that we were going to be able to do some construction, some renovations, and really push the rents up. And that's what we've done. And I expect some good returns and our investors to be very happy with that.
So as you got that deal done, how long did it take you to get that one under your belt to where it was controlled and stabilized?
You know, we started renovating apartments right away. We remained stabilized throughout the whole project. And we've been making our numbers quarter after quarter, done distributions on a regular basis. And you know, every project has its let's call them learning experiences, and this one being my first one, there was a lot of learning experiences there. But in terms of the investor experience, I think they're very happy. We communicate with them on a regular basis with our monthly reports. We give out the financials on a timely manner and do distributions just as we said we would.
So you then moved on to another property in another city. Tell us about that second property you purchased.
So this one's a little boutique property. I think you and Joey Sullivan had a conversation about the world's smallest syndication, and I think you still have us beat. But it's a little 7-unit property in Marshall, Texas, which I think there's like 9,000 people in that market. It was 100% vacant when I took it over, and we put in some money into it, got it filled up, and it's also just humming right along.
So where's Marshall, Texas at, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, it is right up off of, I think it's I-20 near Shreveport, Louisiana. It's about an hour west of Shreveport.
So that one's not close to Austin either then?
That's right. It's about a 5-hour drive from me.
Okay. Well, this is some exciting stuff. Can you share with us, if you can, what are some of the tricks or techniques or skill sets that people need to master to do this management from afar? Do you have management companies for these deals or not?
Yeah. So in terms of tips and tricks, I think it's good leadership skills and leveraging technology. And so to get into the nuts and bolts of that, in Mississippi, you know, it's 40 apartments out there, so we definitely have a locally based third-party property management company. And with them, you know, even though they're a contractor, they still work for me as the operator of the property. So we have weekly meetings. We keep a list of everything that we need to discuss on a weekly basis. At the top of that list is delinquency. What's the status of delinquency? We're talking about any renovations that are currently active. We're talking about any move-outs that might be upcoming. We're talking about marketing. And this is on a weekly basis, every single week, the same topics. And then, of course, anything that's come up in the past week or anything, you know, random tasks that we might need to follow up on. So that's in Mississippi. In East Texas, I'm managing it personally. So, you know, I'm not having meetings with myself, but I look at the deal every week.
I have meetings with myself, man. I'm telling you. Sometimes you just got to sit down and go, self, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing here? But so, you know, for somebody who's managing a property from afar, and without a third party management company, it's a little trickier because it's kind of like a quilt. There's patchwork that needs to be done instead of just going to one source like a third party management company who already is established and has contacts. So with that, what I did is I drove my butt up there and camped out for a couple weeks, and I made those contacts. Before I did that, I made, I don't know, probably 30, 40 calls to various types of contractors, and I set up contractor meetings that, you know, on every 45 minutes, I would have a new contractor come into the property and meet me so I can maximize my time over, you know, 3 or 4 days. So I'm meeting all kinds of locals. I have a notebook while I'm meeting with these contractors because they'll mention other contractors or other local, you know, things that I might not know yet. So it's a learning experience being in a new market.
That's brilliant, Nathan. I really like that. Hope everybody heard that. That's a great idea. I've not done long distance investing myself, but that is what you need to do. You need to get to know everybody. So that's a great idea. You're obviously moving on to your next deals. I'm sure what your next project is to move along because you've got small deals. So going to look for larger deals. In fact, I'll let you explain all that. But also I wanted to find out, how has this affected your life and has it affected anybody else's life around you? You know, sort of, where's this thing taking you?
Yeah, that, you know, that kind of ties back to what I said earlier when you're asking me about the 2-day. That really was an aha moment for me personally, is seeing how the entire system comes together. And once I learned that and saw, and like you said, meet with thousands of investors at Expo, I actually brought my parents into the community, and they're also PIG members. They've been to Expo a few times. They're in a bunch of deals. And so, you know, they were very much raised with people who went through the Great Depression, and it was very much the mindset of save, 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 get this big pot of money. And now they understand, okay, the big pot of money is going to deplete at some point. So we actually need to invest that big pot of money into real estate with cash flowing assets. So that's definitely been an eye opener for them. And they're benefiting from that as well with their retirement. And then potentially one of my siblings is going to be signing up soon as well. So I think he just needs to go to the 2-day and hear that through. And just like most people, as soon as they hear it, I think he'll sign up.
Great, because that's where, like I said, sometimes the light goes on, man, when you're sitting around that many people that have seen it work. Let's talk about the future now, because I did just give a paraphrase of what I thought you'd probably be doing. What is your future goals right now?
Yeah, so right now the plan is to buy another apartment community closer to home this time. You know, we're looking to buy something within a few hours' drive of Austin. Probably staying away from Austin just because things don't pencil out. But that's my goal, is to bring the portfolio much closer to home, to build a team, to be able to do community events where I'm even there, and team building exercises, and really give some to have our local passive investors be able to come to the property and, you know, see, touch, and smell what it looks like and where they've invested their money. We've had a few of our investors go all the way to Mississippi and even East Texas, but it's quite the drive. So not many. I think that would be a much better experience for folks.
Well, my experience is that there's a lot of smaller properties, beginner type properties, you know, up to 100 units, periphery to San Antonio, and in the corridor between, you know, Austin, San Antonio, and the corridor between San Antonio and Houston. A lot of small communities out there that have smaller properties available to them. So it's a lot of, you know, there is going to be something close to you. Seen a lot of good deals. We had a young kid here in Houston, Madeline, who is the passive mentor, her son did 26 unit somewhere in there, New Brunswick area type thing, and did it in 1 year. So these are great little projects, man, and they really seem to work out. I like beginner investors, Nathan. So the reason I do is because they got a lot of excitement. They're willing to listen to what we say, and they get the projects done. Whereas yeah. It's not some old guy just sitting on a 300 unit, like taking his time, you know, giving you a 7-year internal rate of return guesstimation, to me means nothing. So I prefer these smaller, exciting deals. I know David Fisher prefers the smaller, exciting deals. So you're working through that, which David and I came up through the business in. So I'm really excited for you. Anything you'd like to say? You got just about 1 minute left here that you want to share with people out there thinking about this that, you know, might be clarify something for them?
Yeah, I just want to say to any investors or would-be investors out there, get educated. Come to Lifestyles Unlimited, either a 2-day case study, the expo. The expo would be great because it's coming up very soon, but get educated. It's very expensive, way more expensive than getting educated, to try to figure things out on your own, right? You can get bumps and bruises and figure things out that way, but it's so much easier when you have somebody who has a plan and you just follow the plan and ask questions along the way. So my last two words are, get educated.
Excellent. Everyone out there, remember this. It's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.